Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for May the 31st. Today's devotion is entitled, Do You Express Your Faith Openly? We'll be looking at the New Testament reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verses 38 and 39. After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. Nicodemus also, who earlier had come to Jesus by night, came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds in weight. John wrote to believers so that they would know Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and have life in his name. In this passage, he recorded a remarkable reversal. While Jesus' closest apostles had fled in fear, two previously secret disciples stepped forward in courage. Joseph of Arimathea had followed Jesus quietly because he feared the Jewish leaders. Nicodemus had first come to Jesus by night, a detail that symbolized his cautious and hidden interest. Yet after Jesus' crucifixion, both men openly identified themselves with him at a moment when association with Jesus seemed most dangerous. They risked their reputation, position, and influence by requesting and preparing his body for burial. Their actions also fulfilled Isaiah's prophecy that the suffering servant would be buried with a rich man in his death. For the wealthy Joseph buried Jesus in his own new tomb, and Nicodemus provided 75 pounds of myrrh and aloes for his burial, a kingly amount of expensive spices. John showed that genuine faith could no longer remain hidden. The men who had once stood in the shadows stepped into the light at the foot of the cross. We may admire Jesus privately while hesitating to identify with him publicly. Fear of rejection, criticism, or loss can tempt us to keep our faith concealed. Joseph and Nicodemus remind us that authentic faith ultimately moves from private admiration to public allegiance. Their courage challenges us to stand openly for Christ, especially when doing so may cost us something. We may not know what became of these two men, but it is difficult to imagine them retreating back into secrecy after this bold act of devotion. As followers of Jesus, we are called to confess him openly before others. As Jesus said, "So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven." Let's pray. Dear Father, forgive us for the times we have hidden our faith out of fear. Give us courage to identify openly with your Son, regardless of the cost. Help us move from private belief to public obedience and faithful witness. May our lives point others to Christ and bring glory to your name. In Jesus' name, amen.